Hi, everyone. Before we get into today's episode, I want to tell you about the next free training that we have happening here at My Aligned Purpose. And this training is exactly how, everybody wants to know that, how to create a business that sets you free. We have heard this multiple millions of times over the last 4 years with the thousands of women who we have helped and lots of the women who are still afraid to say yes. What we've experienced ourselves is that everybody is seeking freedom. They're seeking freedom to work when they want to work, to make a bit more money, to be able to live a different kind of lifestyle, freedom to set their schedule. You all have your own reason for what type of freedom you want, if it's inner freedom, time freedom, financial freedom, location freedom, whatever it may be. And I think Kayla and I have a pretty good grasp on being able to teach the how. We've certainly been able to do it in our own lives and with our clients. And so this is what we want to offer to you. So this free training, How to Create a Business That Sets You Free, is going to happen on March 7th at 12 p.m. PST. So you're going to mark that in your calendar. The link will be in the show notes. March 7th, 12 p.m. PST. If you can't make it live, still sign up if you plan on watching the recording, because that's the only way you'll get access to the recording is if you register. Now, if you invite a friend to this, if you tell a friend about it, and they show up to this training and they hear something that could change their lives, wouldn't that feel so good to you? If you have a friend that is complaining about her schedule, her work, the financial situation, the economy, inflation, whatever it might be, all you have to do is say, hey, did you see that this training is happening? I think these two might know what they're doing. They have a seven-figure company. They support women all over the world. Let your friend know about this training and we will be sure to say thank you. All right, so that's what I want to share before we get into today's episode. Welcome to My Aligned Purpose Podcast. My name is Nicole Krohn. I am co-CEO of our company along with my biz bestie, Kayla Pilecki. Together, we replaced our full-time salaries with our online business, and now we show women from around the globe how to do the same thing. I am a teacher of neuro-linguistic programming, online business, and a huge lover of all things manifestation, spirituality, and energetics. If you came to this podcast because you're looking to exit your 9-to-5 to start and grow and expand your online business, then you've arrived to the right place. In our first 3 years, we became a seven-figure company, and we've supported over 1,000 women through our signature programs, Aligned CEO Method and Aligned Business School. Here on TGIM, I support you with your mindset, money, motivation, energetic upgrades, and all things online business. My desire is that from listening to these episodes, you're motivated to start that side hustle, begin the podcast, write the book, and quit that soul-sucking office job you don't love anyway. I'm here to show you every step of the way. We've heard from so many that our podcast is binge-worthy material, and so we trust you'll feel the same way. Leave it to me to provide you with all of the vision expansion tools, confidence, and a dose of humor that you need to attract the people, places, experiences, and things in your life that you desire. Thank you for listening to our show, and now let's get into the good stuff. Now, what I'm going to be talking about today, I am going to give a little teaser about it over on Instagram and spill the tea about excuses that I've heard. So this is going to be like a multiple part episode. It's excuses that I've heard when women say no after they have originally said yes. And I know that if you have a business, you can relate to this where people are like, yeah, send me the link, or I want to work with you, or can I book on a call with you, or I'm going to fill out that application with you. And then either they ghost you or they tell you a list of excuses why all of a sudden their burning desire to work with you has become a no. And hopefully this episode puts you at ease, because know that their excuses is about them. It's their identity. It's their limiting belief, and it has nothing to do with you. And you might even resonate with this yourself if you're listening and you're thinking, I have raised my hand and put myself forward to say, I want this thing. I want to do this thing. I'm going to commit to this thing. I'm going to create this habit. And then you don't do it. It's not because all of a sudden the coach or the mentor or the guide or the course creator, or whatever, the person who you said, hey, I want to work with you, it's not because they did something different. It's because you've got your own set of excuses, your own set of limitations and beliefs. And so we're going to talk about that, lists of excuses that I've heard, and how from an NLP practitioner perspective, I can understand that those are subconscious limiting beliefs that are holding women back. And so maybe through listening to this episode, you'll be able to hear how those are subconscious things that are holding you back too, and then hopefully be able to change your mind about some things that you want. We're going to be talking about identity a little bit in this episode, what it means to have a mindset where you take action rather than creating more excuses. And really, this whole episode was stemmed from watching Love is Blind. We're in the current live recording, release of the recordings right now of season 6 of Love is Blind. For those of you out there that are also Love is Blind fans, you'll understand what I'm talking about when I say how this episode has stemmed from that show, because there is so much controversy right now over one particular couple, Chelsea and Jimmy. If you're watching the show this season, it's beyond cringeworthy. There's so many icks. And I love pop culture and staying up to date with what other people are saying about what's happening on the show and different resources and articles and things like that. And there have been more than one outside resource, article, YouTube channel, podcast host that has said, when somebody tells you who they are, you need to believe them. When somebody tells you how they are, when they show you how they are or who they are, you need to believe them. And oh, was I ever burned by this in my own personal life? I was once engaged to somebody. I don't think that's news to many of you who are listening. And I don't mean my current husband, Jeff. He's unreal. He's so amazing. I won the jackpot with him. But back in 2009, I started dating somebody that I would go on to date for 6 years. And when I met this man, in 2009, I was 23 at the time. He told me that every other girlfriend partner that he had previously, that he cheated on them, and that I was going to be some like golden ticket. I would be the person that he wouldn't cheat on. Now, when I think about this saying, I don't know that I heard this saying back then over 14 years ago. But when I think about the saying, when somebody shows you who they are, they tell you who they are, believe them. Man, oh man, I could have really used that advice, because that's a major red flag when somebody says, I have done these things repeatedly. What we can translate that to is I am, the identity of I am somebody who cheats. I am somebody who will break your trust. I am somebody who goes into a relationship and then screws it up. I could have taken that information, that key piece of information, and saved myself a lot of heartache. Because if we flash forward to 6 years after that initial conversation in 2009, we were engaged, about to be married, and I found out, shocker, that he had been cheating on me. I think about how all of this conversation is going on with Love is Blind, with Chelsea and Jimmy and different couples, and people are saying, like, when somebody shows you who they really are, especially with Chelsea, she's really showing her true colors, is what a lot of people are saying. Now, I'm going to be like unbiased in my opinion of what I think about Chelsea or Jimmy or anybody else on Love is Blind, because I can't imagine what it'd be like to have a camera in your face 24/7 and all of that. So I'm not going to share my personal opinion here. But what I am going to share is lots of people are saying nobody should really be shocked because of things that she alluded to inside the pods, and now they're together in real life. And this got me thinking about how Kayla and I, over the last couple of years, really, we've had a handful of sales calls. And I do air quotes there when I say sales calls. A handful of them where people have taken the time. So think about the process that it takes to get on a sales call with us. Taken the time to ask for a call with us, book the call with us, carve the time out in their calendar to have the call with us. Most recently, in the last year and a half, we have an application process for Align CEO Method. Fill out the application for Align CEO process. Tell us how bad they want it. The application is pretty thorough. It goes into depth of like, why do you want this? Why do you really want this? Are you ready for this? Are you ready for the financial investment in this? Are you ready for the time investment in this? Are you ready to have your standards and your lifestyle raised by the level of which we are going to hold you to what it is that you're saying that you want? Do you really want this? Yes, I do. Of course I want it. I need to change my life. I need to make more money. I need to start my own business. All of the needs and wants that people confess to. And then we get on a call. And we can tell when we start a call with somebody, who is going to follow up, and we can tell who is going to be a no. There's so much here when it comes to NLP of body language, words that people are saying. And then, of course, the most fascinating piece, I believe, is the stories that people tell themselves. So when we get on a call with somebody and they are starting to create their own excuses, it is always interesting to me. I don't want to say shocking. It's interesting to me the way that people will guard themselves and keep themselves perceivably safe with their excuses. Sometimes somebody will tell us how bad they want this because they need their business that they currently have that's not making money to make money. And then they will go on and start to tell all these stories about how they're so scared to spend the money. It's not the right time right now. They've been burned by other coaches. Like, they start to get into a spiral of all these other things. And my brain is like, excuse, because if you really wanted something, I know this for a fact with my own actions and my own lifestyle. When you really want something, really want it, and you take the time to fill out an application and book a call and get on that call and stay on that call, you want that thing. You want that thing. There are so many things that I have wanted wholeheartedly that I would literally have moved mountains for. And in a lot of circumstances, I have had to get creative and find ways to find the money or find the time or find the resources for the things I really want. For those people, women in particular, who they do not understand yet how their limitations are holding them back, I can see how they're like literally looking for an excuse of, I don't know why I can't say yes. And common excuses that we hear, and maybe you listening have heard these too, or maybe you've given them, are, I have to check in with my husband first. Okay, valid if you've got a partner or a spouse or whatever, and you've got to check in with them. I get that. Jeff and I share money and we talk a lot about our money. And I know intuitively and so strongly that whenever I want something and really want it, Jeff's opinion is not going to make or break what I really want. And he's always going to support what I'm vocalizing is important to me. And so I can see where somebody comes up with the excuse of they want it. Oh, can I get back to you later? I need to talk to my husband. It's then, okay, you could talk to your husband, but when you really want something, you will get your husband on board. Think about how convincing we've all been in our lives for the things that we really want. Another common excuse that we hear from people is that they are not ready to invest right now. They need their business to make money before they're ready to invest. And I can't tell you how that sounds exactly like, I'm not ready to take a bath until I'm dirty. I'm going to wait until I'm dirty to take a bath. It's backwards. And if you feel called out by this, I love you. And I'm glad that you feel personally called out by this. If you have said that your business is not making money and you've told us that you would like to work with us, business coaches that help your business make money, but you are afraid to invest until your business makes money, how is your business going to start making money if you don't have the tools and the resources and the guidance and the accountability and the coaching to do that? We know that when you get creative and you say, okay, I'm going to find a way. And a way, when I say a way, people have found so many different ways to pay for the things they want. Myself included, I pulled my teacher pension back in 2017 to have extra money to write my book. I was like, I could have this extra $10,000 now, or I could wait till I'm 65. $10,000 when I'm 65 and I was 30 at the time, I was not waiting. I'm not telling everybody to go pull your pension. I'm saying that was my creative endeavor. Some people find room on a line of credit, on a credit card. They have savings, but they're actually just scared to dip into it. You can sell items around your home. You could go put a package or an offer out there for sale and start to make your deposit, learn how your business can multiply tenfold over and make a lot more money. The thing is that whenever you create an excuse for yourself, you're the one that believes it. People like myself, and I think a lot of coaches and people who are intuitive can read into that. The reason that I can identify that it's an excuse for somebody is because when we ask them, tell us what you want, they tell us exactly what it is that they want without fear, without limitation. When we say, if you weren't bad or wrong or whatever, if you had all the money in the world, tell us what you want. And they tell us, then people open up. And again, from an NLP perspective, I can see how their subconscious mind, it's taking the flow. It's they're speaking to what it is that they really want. And then when it comes time to take action, I think because so many of us have been programmed to not take action right away because that is masculine. And in this day and age, there are so many women who are so stuck in their feminine of maybe if I just manifest it and maybe if I just will it into my feminine energy, it will show up. No, that is not how this works. You are making your excuses louder than your action. And action comes from tapping into our masculine energy. And it also comes from saying, what is it that I really want? And what is it that I really want when I don't make excuses? And so I think that this is a great question for everybody to ponder for themselves is what is it that you really want if you didn't make any excuses about why it's not available for you? I said that I was going to talk about different excuses that we've heard. And so I started off, I shared that we've heard that some people need to go talk to their partner, but then circle back and have a completely different reason. We've heard that people want their business to make more money right now. And they really want to work with us because they know that we can help them make more money. But then they come back and say that they don't want to spend the money to do that in this moment in time. People will take the time to all of our posts, DM us on most of our messages, fill out the application form, get on a call with us, and then tell us they don't have time. And I'm like, I see you over there scrolling. I see you being the first person to like our story. I see you being the first person to comment on everything that we do. And time is going to be your excuse. Let me tell you, sister, the longer that you keep telling yourself, because I don't buy into it, I don't believe that excuse that you don't have time because I see you wasting your time. The longer you tell yourself that, the longer that you are going to continue to stall. And then another common excuse that we hear is that people have been burned by other coaches. And listen, the past is the past. I'm sorry that has happened to you. We've also been burned by coaches too. And I choose to move forward. I choose to say, okay, that has happened to me. What is the lesson in that? But I'm not going to then make it so that I never trust anybody who works in that field ever again. You've got to pick up your chin. And you've got to put 2 feet on the ground and you've got to move forward and say, what is it that I really want? Why did I get on a call with these two? Why did I fill this application out? Why is it that I really want to have a business and move forward and not use the past as an excuse? I find it, again, interesting is the word, interesting, kind of perplexing about the amount of women who I see on social media, because, you know, that's where I like to hang out, see on social media who are saying that they're doing one thing in their life and in their business, and then they get on a call with us or fill the application out with us, and they are running rampant with fear. They're like teaching about money and then telling us all the ways that like they are so terrified about money's not going to come in and that they can't make, that their business is never going to make money and that they're afraid to invest in coaching because what if it doesn't work out for them? And I wish that there were multiples of me so that I could do mindset coaching with people all the time and do it for free, but I'm not going to do it for free. Mindset coaching is reserved for our clients. And I just think that so many people could benefit from a little bit of a shake of you are stopping yourself from everything that you want. It is not your spouse and it is not the amount of money in your bank account. And it's not about the clicking clock on your wall or the time that you see on your phone. And it is certainly not about the coaches that have burned you in the past. These are excuses that you are making and you are making them for a plethora of reasons, I'm sure. But the most common one being is that we like to give fear more control than we like to give our creative soul. And listen, like Elizabeth Gilbert says, fear is always going to be there on the journey to creativity and to growth. You just have to decide if fear drives or if it's the passenger. And the women that I see that are empowered, that are ambitious, that make moves, that take the action, they say, I'm going to do it even though I'm scared. I don't know the how yet, but I know what I really want. I'm going to name what it is I really want, and I'm not going to let excuses hold me back. And those women, we don't have to convince, because I'm not here to convince anybody to work with us. We've had a few, I would say, conversations with women in the past few weeks who have said that they've wanted something in their business and that they've wanted us to help them, and then have taken a different turn. And again, we don't want to work with everybody, and not everybody wants to work with us. And what I can see is, I don't want to convince you. You have your own set of limiting beliefs right now, and it is not my job to convince you otherwise. That's not the energy I want. The women that we want to work with are like, hey, do you have an application I can fill out? Yes, they fill it out. How do I pay? They might want to hop on a call for 15 minutes to ask some clarifying questions. Do I get the retreat with this? Yes, you do. Okay. And how soon can I sign up? Immediately. And then they get in. Those women are who we are a magnet to. And when we get on calls or we're in the DMs with other women who, again, show up with their excuses, I can see how I could maybe convince them. Like with NLP, you can be really convincing. It's almost like hypnotization through talking. But again, I can see that this is an identity issue. When somebody says, like, I'm afraid to invest in this because I don't know if I'll make the money back, or I'm afraid to invest in this because I don't know what my spouse will say, or because I've been burned by other coaches, I see that as an identity issue. That is you identifying as I am. I am in scarcity mindset. I am afraid to make my own decisions for my own life. I am living in the past. And I'm here to tell you that I am not. I am not making excuses. I am not living in the past. I am a seven-figure business owner. I am a business mentor for women who are serious about starting and growing their businesses. I am ambitious and kind and compassionate and creative. I am the type of woman that magnetizes other women who want to make moves. And so when you can get really clear on your I am statement, and you can also get honest with yourself about excuses that you may have been making. And again, when you can listen to this episode and think about it from your business perspective, about that people's limitations or excuses, often in the business world, it's referred to as objections. When you can hear those and not take them on personally and know that they actually have nothing to do with you, it becomes quite freeing. And it also can be an opportunity to adjust your messaging. We were realizing that we were talking to women by saying, when we were saying things like, if you are stuck in your 9-to-5 and you want to learn how to build out a business, all you need is an idea and we can help you go from there. And while that is true, whom do you imagine that magnetizes? Women who are stuck in their 9-to-5, who don't really have an idea yet and are like putting a hope and a prayer into us that we're going to solve all their problems. There's something a whole lot different in the messaging and in the energy that's like, we're over here, we're building an empire. We're working with women who are also building empires. We attract ambitious women who do not want to work for somebody else and want to get on the path to seven figures working for themselves. Who do you imagine? We are attracting the women who are saying, I don't want to work for anybody else. I'm here to pave my own way. You too, lead the way for me, please. I'd love to be in your community. I would love to link arms with other ambitious, confident, driven women. That's who we attract in that messaging. And so then we can take all of this and think, I think that this episode suits a few different women. It suits those of you that are business owners that are maybe saying the wrong message. It suits those of you that are business owners and maybe you're hearing objections and taking them personally. And it suits those of you that have been showing up and giving excuses. And I think that there's an opportunity for growth, no matter which of those columns that you fall into, to listen to this and reflect on, how can I say what I mean and do what I say? And how can I reflect that when somebody says, show people who you are and they will believe you, that when I show people who I really am, they really believe me and they love my energy and they want to be around me and they are magnetized to being in my field and my vibration. That's what I want. And that's what I hope all of you want too. And I hope that you can park your excuses at the door and do some of the work, do some of the subconscious reprogramming work so that old patterns and old subconscious limiting beliefs and maybe the way you've been parented or the what teachers told you about yourself, all of these other things that people, society have told you about who you are and what you need to believe, that you can unlearn all those things and that by coming into our world, you can learn, I am capable, I am worthy, I do want a different life, I want a really big life actually, and I want to be the one to make the decisions and I'm going to be the one who takes actions on those decisions. That's what I want for you. And so again, if you would like to participate in our free training of how you can build a business that sets you free so that you can be an action taker and not an excuse maker, then please come join us on March 7th at 12 p.m. PST. We would love to have you in the room. And if you're already ready to work with us, to be in our world, to join us in Aligned CEO Method, then let's talk. And when I say let's talk if you don't have excuses. Let's talk if you are really ready to up-level your life. And for everybody who's been on the fence or who's been listening or has been curious about Aligned CEO Method, the price is going up March 29th. So you will want to get in now. This is the lowest that it will be ever again. And the price is taking a pretty significant jump. We're doing that to reflect the value of what Kayla and I provide inside of this 12-month experience together, plus the all-access pass that you get to all of our courses and digital products, plus your ticket to the Aligned Retreat happening this spring. And so we want you in that room, in that space. You can start on a 12-month payment plan. And if you're curious about what that looks like, then don't hesitate to send us a message. All right, everybody, ciao for now. Let me know if you watch Love is Blind. Let me know what excuse you want to park at the door. Let me know if you're going to stop taking your clients' objectives personally. And also let me know what else resonated for you from today's episode. Okay, I'll chat to you soon.